Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Monday, May 29th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. At Computex, NVIDIA showed a demo of NVIDIA Avatar Cloud Engine, or ACE, for games, letting players speak to game characters in natural language rather than using dialogue options. NVIDIA VP of GeForce Platform Jason Paul said the tech can scale to talking to more than one character at a time and could potentially let NPCs talk to each other as well. NVIDIA announced its AI supercomputer platform called DGX GH200, shipping by the end of this year. It uses 256 Grace Hopper GPUs, offering 144 terabytes of unified memory, 900 gigabyte per second GPU-to-GPU bandwidth, and up to one exaflop of AI performance. Google, Microsoft, and Meta were announced as GH200 customers. The Indian on-demand video streaming service Jio Cinema announced a multi-year partnership with NBC Universal to bring thousands of hours of its movies and TV to the service. The content will be available next month in a dedicated Peacock hub to paid subscribers, not to users on the free ad-supported tier. The service also announced it broke the global record for the most concurrent views of a live-streamed event. It saw 26 million concurrent viewers for the final game of the Indian Premier League cricket tourney. This topped the previous record, also for cricket, set by Disney Hotstar back in 2019 with 25.3 million. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman got a hands-on with Meta's upcoming Quest 3 headset. Gurman said the headset is far lighter and thinner than the Quest 2, with almost lifelike pass-through video. The headset also features a depth camera and Qualcomm Snapdragon XR2 SoC, although it lacks eye tracking found in the Quest Pro. No word on pricing, although Meta VR exec Mark Rabkin told employees back in February the headset would launch at a higher price than the Quest 2. ARM launched new GPU and CPU cores. The Cortex X4 CPU core claims 15% more performance than last gen, using 40% less power on the same manufacturing process. The Immortalis G720 GPU core averages 15% improvements in performance per watt and peak performance, with up to 40% less memory bandwidth usage. The beta version of Google's Messages app began rolling out support for its Magic Compose feature, which uses a language model to suggest message responses. It's limited to Google One subscribers in the US and supports English language only. Google says the feature sends up to 20 previous messages to Google servers for conversational context. Back in March, Steam published a listing for the Dolphin Wii and GameCube emulator. However, over the weekend, Dolphin developers announced Nintendo sent Valve a DMCA takedown notice with the listing indefinitely postponed. Nintendo claims Dolphin used cryptographic keys without Nintendo's authorization to run ROMs in the emulator. The Dolphin emulator remains available from the project's website. The latest WhatsApp for Android beta includes a screen sharing feature. This shares and records screen info and doesn't appear supported on larger group calls yet. And finally, a public-private partnership led by Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry aims to send space-based solar power back to Earth as microwaves by 2025. This will use small satellites to send power to ground-based stations. In 2009, the same group successfully transmitted power from an airship to a ground station. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.